The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air, the 6th of November, 2019. In the news at 7:05 in the morning, here on the 6th of November, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, good morning, everybody. And Ashley's back at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. If there's any kind of road closures or anything like that, just chime in. But today we're going to have a sunny day with our temperatures will rise up till about 83 and lows tonight of 51. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 82. Thursday partly cloudy with overnight 50. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 83 and Friday night lows of 50. Saturday sunny with 82. Of our highs and partly cloudy on Saturday night with a low of 50. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. We're still out there. You can still replant right now. Water, enjoy outside, take a run or a hike. And or how about go to the North State Symphony? And with us this morning, how'd you like my segue? First of all, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Have to say our weather sponsors, Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned, veteran owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. So when I walked in this morning, smile hit my face right away when I saw Scott Seaton, who is, of course, the conductor for the North State Symphony. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you, Linda?
Yeah, really good. All right, so you are here to talk about Masterworks 2.
Yes.
Rising Above.
Yes. So we have our second huge concert set this weekend. A little bit more serious in tone, Masterworks 2, Rising Above, of course, reflecting on all the events of the past year in both communities in Chico and Redding. So it's a program that sort of highlights the giant metaphor of life, the best parts of life. It starts out with youth. It starts out with Mendelssohn's String Symphony, which he wrote when he was 12 years old. So it's, as you can imagine, very, very energetic.
What were these guys doing back then? I mean,
he was not having a life, apparently.
Yeah, definitely submerged in a room, never went anywhere, probably looked outside and saw the birds.
Yep.
At 12 years old to do a symphony.
Old.
Okay,
yeah.
So?
So we have that to start the program. And then we have two pieces that feature soloists, the first of which is the Copland Clarinet Concerto. It's a piece that he wrote, Aaron Copland wrote for Benny Goodman, of course, a name that we probably all know, the king of jazz or the king of swing. Famous clarinetist back in the 20s and 30s. He wrote this piece in 1947, and it's very jazzy. It's very Copland-esque because it has these open, expansive beginning parts that remind you of the Old West to begin with. And then just very jazzy section, which he actually steals riffs from Benny Goodman's actual playing, and he sticks him in the piece because he knew he would want to, he could be able to play him. So that's a very fun piece. It makes you sort of exist in the present because, you know, with jazz, it's all about where you are now, not about necessarily where you're going. So,
it's in the in-between notes.
Yeah,
I always say.
Absolutely. And then we have a piece at the beginning of the second half that is by Australian composer Maria Grenfell. So she wrote a piece when she was a student at USC that is sort of a mini Beethoven triple concerto. It's for the clarinet soloist, John Ye. It's for our principal cellist, Carol Jacobson, and our principal bassist, Michael Schweigerus. So if you can imagine a bass soloist, you're going to see that this weekend. So it's a really cool piece, very rhythmic. It's got a part in it that everything seems to dissolve without time, and then it sort of finds – everyone seems to find everyone else near the end of the piece and then just rushes up in this giant
wow.
flourish. It's a very fun piece. Can't wait for people to hear it. And then we end the concert with what I think the most beautiful piece of music in all of the symphonic repertoire is, and that's the Ralph Vaughan Williams Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis.
Oh.
It's a piece that when I first heard 10, 15 years ago, I got goosebumps every single time I heard it. So.
And so now you get to conduct this.
Yeah.
Is this the first time for you to conduct this piece?
It's my second. So
second time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
Good.
So
if you haven't watched Scott Seaton conducting, you're missing something, my friends.
And you need,
you
to,
need
go
to come down there.
NorthStateSymphony.org. You can find out all about it. And, of course, the first thing of flashes up is Scott Seaton jumping in the air through. And we love your energy. We love what you bring. And, of course, there's two performances. Let's talk about those. We talked about the works. And going back to the bass solo, if you don't mind me asking, in the solo piece where you have a cello,
mm-hmm.
a clarinet and a bass.
Yeah.
Is the bass stand-up acoustic, is there any bow in that, or is it all pluck?
It's bowed and plucked. It's bowed and pizzicato, yeah. So she writes for a wide variety of techniques. So he's going to be doing a lot.
Ooh, I bet you that's a dream for a bass player to be able to play that part.
Well, I'm sure for him to stand in front of the orchestra will be a
yes, you do. Guys are stuck in the back. Yeah. Okay, so now, so glad that you joined us this morning. You know, we have a really full show, so we want to talk about the dates in Chico and here.
Yes. It's Saturday night. It's 7:30 in Chico's Laxon Auditorium, with a 6:30 pre-concert talk, and Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Cascade Theater with a 2 p.m. pre-concert talk.
Oh, that's fabulous. What time is Sunday?
3 p.m.
Okay. All right.
It's right here.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that pre-concert talk is really good. If you can get in there for that, because Scott explains everything that's going on, you get to meet the artist.
Exactly.
And it's a wonderful, it's kind of a wonderful introduction to what's going on that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it will help you understand. I mean, if you're not, if you haven't been to a lot of symphonies, Scott kind of just lays it out.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. This is what we're doing. This is what it means. Talk about the composers.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about the one guy whose hands were so large when he wrote that one piece. And then they asked him if he had ever played it. And I think you said he had said, no, it's too hard, or something like that. I mean, it was. But these are little things you learn.
Yeah.
Now, let's see who's listening to the show this morning. You put your caps on because the guys are here ready to take your name down for two tickets. Is that what we're doing this morning?
Four.
We're doing four tickets for the Reading. For the Reading afternoon performance, please give us a call at 605-4567.
Two pairs for Masterworks 2, Rising Above, and it's going to be this Sunday. It'll be the doors open at.
Let's see if the talk is at 2, probably about 1:30.
1:30.
So
if you're going to the talk and the concert starts
at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m. So 605-4567, two sets of two.
Two sets of two. So if a couple of you want to go or take your neighbors or your kids, it's really wonderful. It's very interactive, and Scott does a great job, again, describing what was entailed, what the composer was thinking, a period of time in his life. Because let's just face facts, you know, you are a very learned man. You've been entrenched and engrossed in all of this musicality for many, many years. And as a conductor, you need to know every composer and what all about it.
You got to know a fair amount of stuff, I would say. You know, but if you're like me and you never went, you never liked going to class, it's not very long. It's like 20 to 30 minutes. Come and just learn a little bit. Then you can go mingle with the other audience members.
Right.
It's a nice little break and to learn a little bit. You know?
I like it. Okay, well, we do have callers coming in. So, congratulations. And again, you can go to the Chico the night before if you can't make Sunday.
Yes.
But our tickets are for the Sunday performance. Masterworks 2, Rising Above. Our producer right now is on the phone. We had a couple calls come in this morning, so let's see if that's for four or for two and two. Anyway, so Scott, what else is going on?
It's been a busy month. As you can see, I have a new piece of hardware.
Yours. Congratulations.
You know, I was going to ask you.
I saw pictures on Facebook.
That you'd gotten married.
Some people are very private, but it was posted.
It was public, yeah.
So
it was pretty public, I guess. You only got like a million hits on it.
You got engaged on a bench.
Yeah, it was a bench outside of right outside of Carmel. And it was a very pretty condensed engagement, but that was July 28th, and then October 5th was the big date. So,
congratulations. Beautiful time
super,
to get married.
Super, 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 super.
Thank you so much. Okay, here's what we have. Let me see if I got to put my glasses on. Gerda Larson and Jim Sharp. So we're going to give those. And how do we get the tickets? We got the names they think of here, but they're going to go to?
To Will Call.
To Will Call, the day of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. Congratulations, Gerda and Jim, two different individuals that called in this morning to get those tickets. They're going to love it. God, October 5th. What did you do? Okay, really fast. We have like a minute. We got 30 seconds. What happened?
It was a very small event. It was just efficient two witnesses because we have family everywhere. So we decided just to have dinners in various places, or celebratory dinners. So it was just a very small thing. And then... Because I had to conduct a concert the very next day, yes. So there was no
idea. So you move to Reading, you get married. I love it. You know, you find someone here.
Yeah,
and you've been all over the world.
I met this person at a concert here in the North State. So,
you know what? If this way you can go to all these different dinners and you know get more bling in. So, okay. Hey, Scott Seaton, the symphony this weekend, this Sunday. We've given away our 4 tickets. But don't miss this. These are just wonderful events.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a great time. Yeah. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting colder every day. If you need help on your heating systems after he's fixed your cooling systems, get those filters checked, get them fixed, have those air ducts checked. All of it from Alliance Heating and Air. Warranties, guarantees, they can offer these. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business over 25 years, has been voted best in the North State. They are the best in the North State. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with RABA and how they're helping veterans the rest of the year.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue. We support our local veterans, and we hope you will also. With a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
thing it says so well.
I'm clicking. Aren't you
welcome
this
back
morning?
To Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years in the business here, having a great time every day that we're here. And, you know, in those days when somebody called, the sheriff says, you're off the air. Yeah.
Did he call last night? Tell
yeah,
us,
yeah. It wasn't just him. There were several others, too.
Well, that's nice.
And the only thing I can say is this. I'm taking it all on my shoulders. It was my fault because I didn't tell our producers, you've got to switch. You got to switch the clocks.
Daylight savings time.
No, it wasn't daylight savings time. It was the fact that we had one show ended after a year. You know, they've been here for over a year. And then we were pulling back in a national show for that time. And I didn't tell them they had to make that switch.
Okay.
And so it was totally – it was pilot error.
So yeah. Everybody gets to know when they listen to us. We know that we're totally open books and they know all of our pimples, our blemishes, because we just tell it out loud, like, this is what happened. You know, I mean, it's the truth about here we are. And KCNR, by the way, you're just tuning in this beautiful Wednesday morning. It's going to be a beautiful day with our sunny day of around high 80 and 83. This is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're streaming, and we have a very special guest with us this morning about a very special event that starts tomorrow morning.
Melissa Estrada. From Reading Area Bus Authority. Reading Area Bus Authority?
Yes.
Okay. RABA.
Yes.
And tomorrow we do our salute to the veterans. I'll be out at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell, 192 Hartnell Avenue, along with several other of groups of people that are there. And why are we there?
So this is our 10th annual event. It's a community drive-through event to raise money for transit passes for local veterans in need of transportation.
This yes. is wonderful. I'm looking on here. It says the VSO distributes these RABA $10 value cards.
Yes.
So tomorrow when you're driving through and your donations, let's just give a visual. As let's say we have a bucket and we have $1,000 worth just from our listeners, people coming by, because there's other radio stations there as well when you drive through. And let's just say when the money is accumulated, where does that go then?
So there's a number of ways to donate. There's the date of event where we receive cash and check donations. You can show up. This is actually a one-day event, but funds are received year-round. You can also go to the bank and drop off the same form of payment. And we also have an online
That's Cornerstone
form.
Bank, right?
Yes.
It's on Hartnell.
And it's their new location on Hartnell Avenue.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful location.
Yes, it is.
And RABA provides a 50% match to every donation received. So for
wow.
$20, we provide $10.
So when we raise our $1,000 or $2,000 yeah. or $3,000 tomorrow, you're going to the bank will, no, RABA will then donate half of what we make.
Yes.
Okay. Now, these tickets then, or these bus passes, mm-hmm. are then distributed to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and maybe a couple of other areas.
Yeah.
So they can be handed out to our veterans.
Yeah, so we like to partner with the Shasta County VSO because they already have their clientele that they serve and they have a form for how they distribute the passes. Again, they're RABA $10 punch cards, which can be used on the bus or on our paratransit vans for persons with disabilities.
You know, this is really an interesting concept, and it's worked very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how many were used last year?
We got about approximately 500 tickets.
Got 500 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So those were handed out to the veterans that need it. Now these veterans may be elderly and they don't drive anymore, or they may be physically disabled.
Correct.
And they need the bus to get around the area.
So for everyday needs that you and I travel for work, for school, for shopping,
mm-hmm.
Some people need transportation for those purposes as well and don't
okay.
have other options.
Okay.
What got you involved with, I loved it, you know, Melissa, you know, you're coming in here as a spokesperson. How did you get involved with this organization?
So I oversee the day-to-day management of RABA. So everything from... Everything.
Everything. You have to do it all.
But this is by far my favorite event. I've been doing it for 3 years, and there's just such a heart in this community
there
for giving and such honor for veterans. So I think I cried the first time I attended the event, and just seeing everyone show up for their favorite media pop-ups and just the giving. It's my favorite event. And then there's just beautiful flags on display as well.
Right, right. And so now, again, let's it's been on the corner. So we want to tell everybody, this is the new location that's on Hartnell, right in front of where the Rayleigh Shopping Center
the old Rayleigh,
used to be.
It's in the Rayleigh Shopping Center, and you'll
brand
see it right
new
on the
building.
Corner. Great way to pull in, drive through. We'll be out there. There'll be a couple other groups of people out there. But just come by, say hello, bring a donut. Okay.
Or a piece of fruit.
Or just a donation will be
fine.
Yeah, we'll take donations. And then this goes to our veterans. And it's used for all year long. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do it again next year. Mm-hmm. And it just helps so many different people. You're talking 500 different bus passes handed out. And those bus passes are good for...
They never expire. They're again the punch cards, so they never expire.
Right, they never expire. But how many rides on each one of those cards?
A $10 value, so each bus ride's about $1.50.
Uh huh. Okay, so they get a $10 card or two, and then they can ride the buses mm-hmm. or the small vans, which is very important too.
Yes.
Do you know what I would like to do next year? If you're here, Melissa, next year, I want Carl and I to do. To get on a bus and do a live remote from the bus.
That'd be great.
We've never done that. I know we can do it probably for about a 15-minute segment. We can call in in case, because a lot of times we go online through that. So wouldn't that be fun to just get on once, half hour of our show on a RABA ride?
So our buses do show up at the event as well. And this year we have a new Proterra 100% zero-emission vehicle. It's not on the streets yet. But it's the first of our kind. So it's the first of its kind.
So it'll be on display.
It will be on display.
Okay. Well, you know what?
And it
that could
great.
Be that could be a great idea. You could show up at the event in a RABA bus.
Yeah.
And then we can see if it's on time and if Linda's on there. So it's a lot of pressure there.
That's all
right. And if you play your cards right, maybe they'll even stop at your door and pick you up, but I doubt it. So no, that's a good idea.
Why not? Let's feel it. Get inside of it. Let's feel it. Let's do it. Let's see. Ride the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or experience
now that's
the
be,
ride.
Okay. It's going to be tomorrow. We're going to be down at the Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue. We're taking donations for our veterans that will be able then to get these to the Veterans Service Office and maybe a couple other agencies that will provide punch cards that have 10 rides on each card. They don't expire. And this is for our veterans who can't drive for one reason or another, or may not drive, or may just need to use the bus. It's just easier for them to do that.
Yeah.
So it's a great deal.
Yeah.
So join us tomorrow.
Melissa, thank you for joining us, and we'll be there with bells on, and we hope that you drive through and give a little, give what you can, give a lot. If you're looking to tithe in some way, this is a perfect opportunity to help those who can't get around on a RABA ride.
Give up that coffee tomorrow morning. Just stop by and give us that coffee money. And
have coffee, and they usually have inside. You can go and have coffee, and they usually have coffee and cookies and things like that inside.
We still do.
Yeah.
So you can stop by and
forget the coffee.
Give us your coffee money, then go inside and get coffee.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
And beginning at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Going till 1.
Till 1.
Okay. Till 1. And we'll be there from 7 to 9.
Thank
Melissa
you.
Estrada, thank you so much.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
Did you have something else?
I was just going to add that you could also donate online at www.rabaveterans.com.
Rabaveterans.com.
Yeah, you can't get out of this. You can stop by, you can, anytime at Cornerstone Community Bank, and then you can go online also if you're saying, I don't want to get up that early. So you can got it all those different ways. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back with,
We're coming back with what's going to be happening at ELF at, this year. It's not going to be Cascade Christmas. There's something really exciting and new they're doing for this year only, and that's Elf the Musical. So we have the...
Followed by our police.
Yeah.
It's going to
be a full morning. Oh, my gosh. Let's take a deep breath. We'll be right
back.
This
portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at B&T Satellite. They've got a very special going on during this Veterans Day month, is that all veterans and first responders will get that Stars and Stripes package which means no receiver or plan restrictions, free movie rentals, a free upgrade to Hopper 2. But you got to give them a call to find out everything at 241-3474-241-DISH. B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business that wants to give back right here in our community. 241-3474-241-DISH. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back, 7:30. Here on the 6th of November, 51 degrees out there, going up to 82 today.
Another one rides the bus stop. Another one rides the bus stop. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus stop. Hey, he's going to sit by you. Another one rides the bus stop.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Then you must remember that December is a time for glitz. Never stop until each limb on your Christmas tree is sparkly, jolly, twinkle, jingly.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, we are. here at 1326 Market Street, 7:34 in the morning. It's 52 degrees, going up to 83 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We just talked about Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be down there tomorrow for the annual RABA Support the Veterans event. 192 Hartnell Avenue, but it's locally owned, locally operated. And if you want to learn how to move your dreams forward, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Well, we're very excited about our morning this morning because we started off with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor for the North State Symphony. And then we talked about RABA. And I just, my God, I feel like we're just, I feel like we're walking down the streets of New York right now. Just, you better gear up and hold on. So with us this morning is our wonderful buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, the Elf, because Cascade Christmas presents Elf the Musical, which is a really big change. But you know what? We're in the process of downtown change. And also with us is the wonderful a very special place in my heart, the director of the show, John Truitt.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Get in there on those microphones. How are you guys this morning?
Doing great.
Okay, listen to you. Look at, now that's good because, you know, you guys are theater guys. You stay up late.
We do.
But you're bringing on the good juice this morning.
Absolutely.
And that's because you're very excited about this show.
We are very excited about the show. You know, Cascade Christmas presents Elf the Musical. Some people have asked us, you know, is it different? Is it not the same thing as Cascade Christmas? But I think people are going to find that it's exactly the same as Cascade Christmas. A lot of song, a lot of dance, a lot of entertainment. We've got some really talented performers. And that's always really been what Cascade Christmas is about, is the joy of the season.
Joy of the season starting right after the Thanksgiving. So people who are in town visiting their folks, it's a tradition. They go to the Cascade. They love the whole, it's like a warm glow that starts this whole beautiful holiday tradition. And Blake, what you guys, we're still coming off the high from Mamma Mia. Because you directed Mamma Mia. Blake, you were in Mamma Mia. It was a fabulous show.
Thank you.
So here's this wonderful partnership now. And let's talk a little bit about the Cascade. Cascade's been in some transitions as well. What's going on with the Cascade?
Cascade Theater? You completely caught me off guard, Linda.
It's stronger than ever,
but it has been going through some transitions. We've experienced what it is. It's alive and well. And what I want to say to everybody who's listening is, and I'm going to really push this, is that if after the car fire, people were, you know, we're still going through a couple of years from the car on the camp and the so many different fires, is that what I want to say to you today, if you're looking to do something special for somebody who's lost their stuff or they're stuck and they can't figure out what to do, become a member at the Cascade. It's really important. Your membership dollars will help to support our beautiful theater. And we want you to continue to keep going to these productions. And I just want to push the membership.
Wow, that's such a wonderful thing to say, Linda. Thank you.
I really mean it.
Thank you. I think that all of us in downtown Cascade Theater and a lot of the businesses, we have experienced, you know, right immediately after the car fire. You know, there has been a bit of an economic dip.
Right.
But now we're seeing an economic resurgence. And so, you know, things are looking up. Things are looking great for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
So thank you for making that
plug.
Well,
that's what I meant by, you know, just all of us have experienced this. We're going to be experiencing more things with the downtown growth. And so we just want you all to just, like, keep supporting, keep loving, and Elf is the perfect, I think, kind of the perfect transition of this whole resurgence.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. I mean, we've got some great performers, and Blake is certainly well-known in the community for really bringing it on, being a great entertainer. And I think that people are going to be really surprised and really
Blake's energy is somewhere between a meteor and a lesser sun that's orbiting around a planet far, far away.
A little bit.
You better take that, honey, and use that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you really are. And you bring enthusiasm and pizzazz and a je ne sais quoi
to every one of your roles here.
Oh, wow. You better take that off the, because we do archive this, so you'll take that and say, this is what they said about me today.
I'll play it for John every time.
In Redding, California. Yes, when it wasn't burning down. So, no, you know what? There is, and I'm glad you were talking about that resurgence downtown. You know, and here's the thing is that we as individuals, Viva Downtown, and we as the radio station downtown, we've got to keep reminding people. We've got a lot of businesses here that are open
and production
business, and with closing down the parking and all this, sometimes people, it's going to be a little bit harder and all this, but a lot of businesses downtown are opening now, changing over to things. And we got to just keep people, you know, keep that word out.
You know, Carl, one of the things that I tell people is that, you know, when they say, "Oh, you know, we're closing down parking," so I'm gonna change your language today.
Okay,
we're not closing down parking; we're moving the parking.
We're moving
essentially.
The parking.
So instead of one central parking lot, there are now several different lots that are going to be available, kind of around the perimeter of what we would consider, you know, down the core of downtown. So actually, with these new parking lots, for example, that are opening right over here on the corner of California and Shasta Street, you know, there's a new lot right there.
Right
so
behind
people
us.
That are going to, like, let's say Kobe or Maxwell's here in the building that you're in, or Shasta County Arts Council, the lot is actually closer to those destinations.
Right, closer now. And it's closer, and there's lots of spots to
right,
park there.
Right.
And then if you just go across the street from there on California Street, there's that huge parking lot right there.
Right, available for the students at Shasta College. So, in fact, that's closer to the folks at Shasta College than, let's say, the south end of the current parking
it
structure.
Is.
So,
it
actually,
is.
There's parking spaces available that are actually closer. But what I recommend to people that come downtown, or people that want to come downtown, I think everybody should want to come downtown, is get out of your car and walk around and see what's going on, see where the spaces are, and look at all the wonderful things that are going on down here. But, you know, have we digressed? I mean, we're talking about parking.
No, we're not, because we're talking about the
resurgence. Parking will have to do with, you know, in our
right?
future of the Cascade and
absolutely.
All these. And, but the parking is there. It's just that you may be a few yards further away, but it's not a mile away.
But we're also talking about the Cascade Christmas, or Cascade Christmas presents Elf the Musical.
Absolutely.
So let's do a little bit. We're going to transition over to Blake, and we're going to talk about what it is to be the star of this show.
It's fantastic. it's fantastic. You know, it's the eating the five main food groups of cookies, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. So you better believe.
And syrup.
So you better believe rehearsing for this role, I've been hitting the syrup pretty hard.
Okay, so what? Tell me what. So far, do you have a favorite song?
Oh, the song that you guys were just playing, "Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingle E."
Oh,
that was a perfect song.
Can you do just a little for us?
When the room is gloomy and the atmosphere has called it quits, then you must remember that December is a time for glitz. Never stop until each limb on your Christmas tree, it sparkle jolly, twinkle jingly. Oh, man.
Wonderful
pitch,
he's going,
darling.
He's going through all of the arm and hand movements.
Is.
And he was bouncing. He was bouncing on the stool there.
And he slapped his thighs.
Yeah. Sparkle jolly, twinkle jingly.
And that is not, there was a whole octaves in there. That's an octave deal.
Oh, there's a lot of octaves.
I've got a deal for you. It's called a break. And we're going to take a quick break here in this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Gosh, you know what? He's been in the business, I'd have to say, over 20 years. Jeff Wurst is the premier windshield repairman, probably in all of Northern California. I could just say maybe anywhere.
Speaking of there smack, crackle, pop.
Yeah. And
that may happen.
You've got a little bitty chip in your windshield, and it's getting cold. If you get some water in that little chip, when it freezes, it'll expand, and guess what happens to your windshield? Yes, that's right. It's a crack. So why don't you get it fixed now by giving him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. You don't want to take a risk with your family or your business. Just have him go down. He can fix that chip, or he can fix a crack up over 2.5 feet in length. Think about that. He fixed a 12-inch crack on my windshield 12 years ago, and you still can't see it. We'll be right back with Cascade Theater and Elf the Musical.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Knowing there are choices to make and trees that need adorning makes you glad from head to mistletoe.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Your own locally owned, locally operated talk radio, celebrating our 10th year here at 1326 Market Street. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:48 in the morning here on the 6th of November. It's 48 degrees, going up to 82 today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If I'm gone and I need, if I'm going someplace and I'm trying to find Linda, I just call Rebecca down at Four Winds Jewelry.
I did go in there and take a whole bag of watches yesterday.
Yes. And so and they usually know.
My watches.
Oh, yeah, she came by or she's coming in.
And there's a whole bunch of estate jewelry that's coming out in December. She pulled a tray out and I was like, okay.
2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. We're here with our friends from the Cascade Theater. We're talking about Cascade Christmas presents Elf the Musical. So it's a little bit different this year.
It's a full-on Broadway musical.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got the rights. The rights had just been released, right? And you said, we're going to grab it.
Absolutely.
We're going to grab it, and we're going to do Cascade Christmas Presents, which is a wonderful thing to do. I mean, it just shows that you guys are on your toes. Boom. we are going to show, we're going to play Elf.
Right, and over the years, every Cascade Christmas has been a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, we're bringing on a full Broadway musical. Linda, you're going to love it. It's a 30s-style musical. So,
well, it sounds like with that music.
Exactly. Yeah. And so there's lines, and
yeah,
there's, you know, there's jazz hands. The numbers are in high relief.
Yes.
And, you know, New York is definitely a star of the show.
Oh.
And New York beats Buddy up just a little
bit
in the show, too.
Hey, and you know what? I'm hearing this guy's voice. That must be obviously from the Broadway production. One that Ashley brought us in with. But Blake, what a good fit for you.
It's perfect in that tone.
Yes, it sounds like you, or you sound like that person. So, you know, let's talk about Blake. You know, Blake has been amazing in so many productions. You played, what's the name of the guy in Cabaret?
No, you know what, that we get mixed up. It's Louis Lacan.
Okay, but I've seen you in...
So this is my fourth production with the Cascade Theater.
Okay.
And thank you guys so much for complimenting my
No, absolutely.
So
you're
no,
great.
You're great.
The first production I was with Cascade was Bert and Mary Poppins. Then I played as Lord Farquaad in Shrek, Sam Carmichael in Mamma Mia, and then to play as Buddy the Elf. It's been really an honor because they're all so quite different, and but somehow fit my, you know, character so well.
But I think you also, what I'm experiencing with you and getting to know you on some of these interviews and how you show up is that you're like an ambassador. You're like the that's the feeling with you. You're the ambassador for the Cascade. I don't know if they have this kind of title, but they should give you the title. I know you want to perform other places, as you should, because you should never just, you know, cap your talent to one place. But Cascade is very, very blessed to have you in Elf. And John, you must be wonderfully excited to have such talent that you can direct.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a really great time with Mamma Mia. That was a wonderful cast. You'll see some familiar faces in Elf, and this cast is also absolutely wonderful. When
They're
I hear
so
them sing,
talented.
It's amazing.
How many in the cast?
30.
30. Okay. And tell me about the sets, the music, and when is this? It's like a Samuel French when they talk about, you know, it just gets released. How do you get the rights? I love people to do the backstory of how you get a musical and then buy the rights, and this is why we need to put butts in the seats, because you need to support when these things happen and they're able to get brilliant people like John Truitt to get Elf to come to Reading.
You know, I want to give credit where credit is due, because, you know, Tara Lynn is the production manager.
Yeah, Tara.
Over there, and she, you know, handles things like rights and royalties and works with, it's a group called MTI.
Okay.
That we got the rights and royalties from. And so, you know, a lot of these popular musicals, sometimes they have traveling shows, you know, national tours. So when that's going on, you can't get the rights.
Right.
Or the show might be playing on Broadway and you're not able to get the rights then. So they release rights to shows at different times, you know, basically when a big, huge production is not touring, because they want to sell their own tickets. So this season they decided, hey, let's have communities all across the United States have the opportunity to play Elf if they want to. They give you a date that you can apply. You apply, and Linda, I'll tell you what, if you write one musical – that sells, you are set for life. These rights and royalties are not cheap. And I think that it's often quite astounding when I tell people, you know, just how much the rights and royalties to a show cost. You know, several thousand dollars each night.
Yeah, I mean, you told us this, and I just looked at you. And because you're absolutely right on that. But for me, such a novice in theater, so when you get the rights to the musical, now, does it come with a whole bunch of stuff saying, okay, this is what the backdrops are and these kind of things? So you just kind of have to come
create
up with that yourself.
You do, because it depends on what your theater is shaped like. You know, different people have different theaters. So what you do is that you get a script that you got to follow.
Right.
And you get music, which you got to follow.
Okay, so the music then is then taped through, and then you're singing the tracks.
Absolutely.
Which orchestrate, you know, pre-orchestrated. Okay, get it. That's nice, though. That's really easy. It loses somewhat of a heartbeat, but it's still easier to follow with something you can practice with all the time.
Exactly. And you know, what's nice about a track is that, you know, it's consistent, it's clear, it's clean, and, you know, I like live musicians, certainly, but for a theater like the Cascade, it's hard to come to the stage to put live music on it. So, but we've got singers, and we've got dancers, and we've got great actors. So it's not like anybody's missing out on anything. You know,
right.
You have a performer.
Well,
you never do.
Because John puts on just excellent endeavors and shows here. But okay, so then you have to.
I'm only as good as the actors.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the truth. I mean, basically, the director's job, to tell the truth, is to pick the right people. And if you, 90% of directing is casting. And if you pick the right people, if you pick someone like Blake, you know you're going to be doing a good job.
Well, you picked a wonderful cast of Mamma Mia.
I just tell you,
we saw that, and I was so proud of you. You paired the right people, and it was wonderful to see them blossom.
And this cast, we're talking about casting right now. I'm so excited for you guys to see the next generation of performers. I know that we have, you know, people like, you know, 24-year-olds and adults, but our kid cast is the strongest kid cast that I've seen in the Cascade in a long time. And we have our featuring kid whose name is Cage, and he's playing as 9-year-old Michael Hobbs, and he's going to steal the show.
Oh.
He is going to – there's not going to be one dry eye in the audience.
Oh, my God.
Kid's amazing. Kid's pretty amazing.
And we've said this since we've lived here. You know, and people say, oh, just local theater. Well, you know what? Your production is it is another level. And there is such a plethora of actors and singers and dancers in this town. It's almost hard to imagine how a town this size can have this much talent.
And with all the theaters in here, with all the different opportunities.
You know, we've had some really fantastic teachers in our schools over the years. You know, kind of, you've had people like I was trained by Ken Putnam. And there are several people that have been trained by Ken Putnam who are really good. And, Blake, you had a couple of teachers that deserve mentioning.
I had Greg Thorson. I had Dean Monroe help me out. I've had Ken Hill, John Truitt, Hillary Rogerson, of the leaders and the directors in this community.
And they come on with their kids. And when they come on with their kids doing the, like, Guys and Dolls are going to be on pretty soon. Not today, but coming up. And, of course, the Shasta Madrigals. And we just listen to them, and they sing out when they come on. They'll do a live performance, just like what you did, Blake. And it's amazing. Can we segue into the dates and the fact, did you add more dates on than have been in the past?
I think it's a regular 2-week run. We have school shows that are playing this time around. And we're doing a Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee run the week right after Thanksgiving, and then the first week in December doing the same thing.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact that you want to go get tickets at the Cascade now, because you know these things sell out. Don't wait till the last minute. They do sell out. And what's it like when you do kids shows and matinees? That means you're doing two productions a day. How fatiguing is that?
But you know what? I will say it's not fatiguing, because when you walk on the stage with all of those kids, it's a feeling like no other, because you have all these kids in unison gasping and laughing and cheering and clapping. And I still remember when I was their age going to a theater and seeing the actors on stage and saying, I want to do that when I grow up. So when all of us get to go on stage and have that feeling that we can inspire the next generation of actors and performers in our community, it's not fatiguing at all. It's, I don't even know how to say it. I'm smiling right now.
I love it. Okay, well, good. That's a great note to end on. We're going to have to wrap this. Cascade Christmas presents Elf, the musical, and we, through the next couple weeks, we are going to be giving a couple tickets away.
You are. I'm going to bring some tickets by. Also, go to cascadetheater.org.
CascadeTheater.org. You want to get your block of tickets for your family coming in over Thanksgiving. I know we're going to be going the week after Thanksgiving. Cannot wait to see this. And John and Blake, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Closing thoughts.
Well, you know what? Here's your chance to go again to another musical at the Christmas at the Cascade. And you're not going to ever be sorry for it. And I'm really looking forward to this, because Elf the musical, I have to admit, I watched Elf the movie, and I thought, this is, you know, I mean, at first, you know, it's kind of like, oh, But then you get into what it's really about. And it's really about Christmas. Really about the joy that people have and the joy they can have. So, yeah, if you've got a chance to go down there, you should be going down there and joining us. And we ought to have an elf party. An elf watching party.
That's right. And then coming up after in our 8 o'clock hour, we have
the Reading
Police Department. And we're going to be introducing to the guys and what they're doing and what's happening with our Reading City Police.
That's right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR, Shasta Reading.
You just climb down the chimney and fix our mistakes. Now if only I thought you were real, if you were real.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrats showed surprising strength in key state elections yesterday. In Kentucky's race for governor, in particular, incumbent Republican Matt Bevin was trailing Democrat challenger Andy Beshear overnight with the race too close to call and is refusing to concede. Republicans in Mississippi sent another of their members to the governor's mansion, electing Tate Reeves over Democrat Jim Hood.
This victory does not belong to me. This victory belongs to you.
President Trump has campaigned for Reeves, whose comments aired on WLOX-TV in Virginia. For the first time in a generation, Democrats won both houses of the state legislature. Criminal investigators in northern Mexico say a suspect has been arrested now and is being questioned for a possible connection with the deaths of 9 U.S. citizens when cartel gunmen ambushed their vehicles. Austin Close is a relative of some of those victims. He says he and his family appreciate the U.S. government's interest in the case.
I'm very grateful that the president and Senator Romney and the media have reached out to the families and been able to give it coverage because it deserves the coverage. I mean, this sort of thing shouldn't go unnoticed, and these sort of people shouldn't just be buried without their names being put out there. These are great people. These are U.S. citizens.
Mexico's Agency for Criminal Investigation for the state of Sonora said the suspect was cornered in the town of Agua Prieta, right across the border from Arizona. Global stock markets were mostly higher today. Analyst Sam Stovall with CFRA Research says recent new record highs on Wall Street are playing a major role.
All-time highs are very important because they add to investor confidence, especially when they are accompanied by all-time highs in the Dow and the NASDAQ.
Slow going in early trading today on Wall Street. The Dow is down 4 points, NASDAQ off 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners! Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.75% with a 3.005% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. Whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day. Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
The White House says the latest impeachment transcripts only prove that the inquiry is a sham. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the transcripts from U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland and former Special Envoy Kurt Volker show there is even less evidence for this illegitimate impeachment sham than previously thought. She points to Sondland's statement that he did not know why the Trump administration suspended aid to Ukraine. That's what he originally testified. However, Sondland revised his testimony this week, acknowledging there was a quid pro quo. Greg Clugston, The White House.
BMW reports net profits increased 11.5% from a year ago to about $1.72 billion in the third quarter, helped along by a rejuvenated model line and the absence of last year's market disruptions due to problems with the company's diesel cars. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Google is jumping into the fitness tracker business with both feet, buying up Fitbit for $2.1 billion.
The deal could put Google in direct competition with Apple and Samsung in the highly competitive market for smartwatches and other wearable electronics. But it also raises questions about privacy and Google's dominance in the tech industry. The company's announcement came with a promise that it won't sell ads using the intimate health data that Fitbit devices collect. Fitbit is a pioneer in wearable fitness technology, making a range of devices that have become pop culture accessories, from basic trackers that count how many steps you take each day to smartwatches that display messages and notifications from phones. Jeremy House reporting.
A senior U.S. official says an unexpected meeting this week between the leaders of South Korea and Japan is an encouraging sign. It's taken as a sign that the Asian U.S. allies are on track to improve their own strained relationship. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Here Wednesday, 11-6-2019, November the 6th, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Did you mention that it's November 6th?
I just said that.
November 6th. Oh, my gosh. Well, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. But it's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a sunny day with our highs of 83, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of around 51. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 82, and Thursday night partly cloudy with lows of 50. Friday calls for a high of 83 and Friday night lows of 50. Saturday, sunny with a high of 82. Sunday, 84. And it's a beautiful weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Hey, tonight's the 18th annual Powers to Senior Soup Kitchen at the Senior Citizen Hall. Tickets are $15. If you get there at the 4 o'clock when it opens, you'll see Linda and I as we ladle out soup.
And the soups are world class.
Yeah, we will try not to spill it on your fingers. And we will have gloves on.
We do have gloves on.
We have gloves on, just in case.
Aprons, the whole thing.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, so that, you know.
That's
and then you
tonight.
Can take, I think you can get buy the little containers to go. So
that's
you can
right.
come by, get your soup to go, which we're...
16 different kinds of soup.
Oh, man.
I mean, and these are from, like, premier soup makers around town. You're not going to go wrong there. And all the money goes to help keep the electric power on for our seniors, maybe having a little problem with their electric bills. So tonight at the Senior Citizens Hall on Benton Drive. And, of course, tomorrow down at the Cornerstone Community Bank, we have the annual RABA Veterans Bus Passes Program, and we'll be down there at 192 Hartnell at Cornerstone Community Bank.
From 7 to 9 tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And so come on down and for donations for that. The last thing is that we haven't mentioned it, but the special election was held yesterday, and Megan Dolly won 58% to 42% over Elizabeth Betancourt, who ran a great race.
She's been on the
show a couple of times. Very impressive woman. Very, very much up on a lot of the issues out here, as is Megan, of course. So congratulations to Megan Dolly. Now, I've got already got comments in here. MPU, yay! Can't wait to hear what they have been up to. We have with us Sergeant Danny Smetak and Sergeant Rob Peterson from the Neighborhood Police Unit. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Danny, you're the one that heads it up right now, but you're getting ready to hand it over.
I am. So yeah. So about a year and a half ago or so, I was assigned to MPU, but have the awesome opportunity of going and now being a sergeant in our investigations division. So handing it over.
Is that plain clothes?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
More of the suit and tie rather than the normal uniform.
Are you excited about that?
Very excited.
Did you like? Is that something we're going to get to? We got time here, guys. So we're going to cover a lot of things. I just want to, because, you know, we like to watch detective movies and all that stuff. Is this something that you wanted to do, from the time that, how did you get into law enforcement, A, and B, like, was it a desire to be a detective?
Yeah, so to start out to wanting to get into law enforcement, I think ever since I was younger, even when I was in high school, I was doing ride-alongs, you know, with Reading PD. I went to West Valley, so it was, you know, kind of, this is my home, this is where I want to be, and had an opportunity, obviously, to come work here. But within law enforcement, I think everybody has their own, a path they want in their career. Mine went through the investigations division and was fortunate enough to work there as a detective, and now was able to promote, got to go to MPU, which was hands down the best job in the department so far. But now it's time to move on and go now get to be a sergeant with the investigations division.
Yeah, and did we like say your last name correctly?
You did. Yeah.
All right, so good.
Not many people do, so
I
appreciate it.
Well, I'm so glad because we kind of flubbed up before we got on the air. So congratulations in where you're going. But today we're going to be talking about...
Well, we're going to talk about other things, but we also have Sergeant Rob Peterson with us. And you're taking over the Neighborhood Police Unit.
Oh, that's correct.
Have you been on the unit itself now or just moving in from a different area?
I'm moving in from patrol.
Okay.
And so this is my second week working with Danny.
Okay. And why did you become a police officer?
You know, whenever I was younger, I became interested, went on a couple of ride-alongs, and after that I was hooked.
Okay. When you say when you were younger, does that mean like, I mean, Danny started when he was in high school, so he never had a chance. So were you in that same age group or a little bit older? Or?
No, it was whenever I started college. I was going out to Shasta College and taking some business classes. And while I was out there, I thought, hey, you know, let me take a criminal justice class. And it was during that time that I became very interested in the law enforcement profession.
Okay. I got to ask you, and I'm going to ask both of you this question. So in the paper yesterday, it talked about this guy named Danny, was it Danny White?
Michael White.
Yeah. He was arrested for the 11th time. He was pulled over for doing something. He went to a stop sign or something like that. The officer pulls him over. He gets out. He says, I've got a gun in my waistband. Now, this guy's been arrested 11 times. He's a felon, and he's carrying, it looks like, a .357 on him in his waistband. The 11th time, he was just arrested in August, which I assume was just a couple months ago, since it said August 2019, for the same thing, a felon in possession of a firearm. And he's on the streets with a firearm. Danny, or Sergeant Smith, what do you think about this? I know, and... What do you, as an officer, think about this?
Well, there's a couple of different, I think, avenues in regards to this topic and in regards to this arrest. First of all, obviously, safety priority and paramount for not only for us, for the officers, but for the public. Why is he carrying that firearm? What's the reason for having it? Is he out using it against people? I don't know the details, and I wasn't there when he was questioned in regards to it, but that's a big concern because here's somebody who obviously is a convicted felon, should not be in possession of firearms, not only has a firearm, but has a loaded one concealed on their person. That's a major safety concern, obviously, for us. Second part is, why is he out? Why is he out? And if he has been arrested, he's been, you know, he's arrested back in August, and he's obviously waiting his, potentially, I'm guessing, is waiting his pending court cases that are coming up, and what's the reason he's out? Did he bail out? Was he released? You know, those kind of things. And so it becomes challenging when we deal with this on a daily basis for a lot of lower end, you know, things of that property crime, theft, narcotic use. But this is, you know, obviously somebody with
a firearm.
It's very serious.
This is a step up. Now, this is a felon who's going to go to jail, and he's got a gun again. So, Sergeant Peterson. What about you? I mean, you're out on patrol, so you're the kind of your guys are the ones that pull them over, right?
Right, that's correct.
And so one of your people pulled him over, goes up to the car, and he finds a felon who's armed.
Wow.
Well, I mean, and he's just been arrested.
Right. You know what's frustrating? Because of his past and him having been arrested before for the same type of offense, and finding that he isn't in fact armed again. There's several questions that come to mind, one of which is, where exactly did he get that gun?
You know what? I would really love to hear, and I'm going to pursue this.
Well, you can find, I think, in the black market, you can get guns anywhere.
Well, but I want to find out from our police department. Where did he get the gun? I mean, he may say that, you know, he may say that he stole it. He may say that he bought it. He may say he found it. But it would be interesting to see what he says. Where did you get that gun? Because I know you didn't go downtown and buy it at one of the stores.
Right, exactly. And normally whenever we do arrest somebody for a crime like that, we do interview them to find out exactly where they did come into possession of that firearm. Most of the time they're not completely honest with
they're
us.
They're stolen.
Oh, I can't imagine right. that.
They're stolen?
Well, yeah, but so then you run the serial numbers on it,
right.
And it may have been registered at one time, and it's been, you know, you've discovered a stolen firearm.
Sure, it's changed hands several mm-hmm. different times. Mm-hmm. And we do conduct follow-up with the information that we do get from the Department of Justice mm-hmm. on where exactly that firearm was registered to contact the most recent owner to find out exactly what happened to that gun.
I have a question for you that's a little just, you know, it came to my mind right now. We just have been going through We Back the Blue, you know, and We Back the Blue, obviously. Do you feel, and I'm individually as well, do you feel we got to take a break? But the question is going to be, do you feel supported by the North State? We're going to take a break. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friend, Sharon Clark, who owns Home Helpers. If you're in need of a bonded agency to come in and help you in any way, your mother, your family, you just had a pregnancy, you broke a leg, somebody, you need something, they're going to come in and they're going to design something to help you out. Give them a call at homehelpers.org. We will be right back.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM
and
1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:19 in the morning today on the 6th of November, 2019. It is approximately 52 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. It's going to be another one of those beautiful days. Tomorrow's about the same thing. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Seniors, business owners, veterans, families. She's the one, if you're having problems with the fire insurance, is to give her a call at 221-0441. She has found fire insurance for people that have had it canceled due to the fact they live in an area where there's fires. Not that their house burned, but just because they live in an area.
Is that
Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Our guests this morning are Danny Smetak, Sergeant Danny Smetak, and Sergeant Rob Peterson.
From the neighborhood police.
Yeah.
You know, guys, that's kind of you kind of feel like an elite group out there. Here's your chance to really slam people here.
We asked a question before the break, too. We're going to get to.
Yeah, I think we do. Obviously, we're very fortunate in the officers obviously all of us at the Reading Police Department, we have a lot of fine officers. And when we go to these trainings or meet with other agencies, we realize the high caliber officers we do have here just within the department.
Yeah.
Then let alone, obviously, with the MPU is something that, you have to have a special skill set for. You have to have tactics and be able to investigate crimes very well, be able to write search warrants, have a great relationship with not only the community, but business owners, other agencies. So, yeah, I'd say so.
Do you feel like there's the support in the community for y'all?
That's exactly the question that we asked before the break. And you were answering. I said, wait, say it on the air. Okay, so what do you feel the North State supports you?
I do, and I'd mentioned, I actually appreciate that you asked that question. So I started, obviously I've noticed it just living up here and being a part of this community, growing up here and having, obviously I always supported law enforcement, and my family did, but as once becoming part of the law enforcement team, noticing the support of the community, and I started really noticing a lot with, obviously, We Back the Blue and going out to these functions where, I mean, people are bringing their kids and just really being supportive and showing their support for us. The one where we see a lot lately and what we great, at least in MPU, we greatly appreciate is, when we leave our cars and we get out, and we're on foot or on bikes. And for some reason, I think it kind of, you take down the car and you get out of it and people immediately go, okay, you're actually walking around, you're on bikes. And we see the most support hands down. People are honking at us. Thumbs up, clapping, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And we're literally doing the same thing in a car, but yet we're just doing it now on a bike. And so that's where I think we see the most.
Well, we talked about it a little bit during the break, is that you're out with us on the street, and you're putting it right there as opposed to having a kind of a little fortress around you. But you've got to use that little fortress of that car to get from spot to spot. But being on the street kind of gives a different type of it's a different symbol to people.
Sergeant Peterson, how many guys do you have on the street? How many guys out on parole?
On patrol?
What you guys are doing.
There's a total of four of us within the unit, one sergeant.
Okay.
And what do you think about it? I mean, obviously, you wanted to move over to this.
I did. I originally worked in the unit in the year 2000 and had an absolute blast. It's a great unit to work in. You get to work with the community a lot, and you get to see a difference throughout the day. Projects that you work on, you get to start them and work on them over a period of time and see the end result. So it's fabulous.
Well, you know what we see every so often, they bring out the statistics that you all have accumulated over the last couple of years about the number of arrests and all this. Do you happen to have just kind of a snapshot of the statistics?
I didn't actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So currently, well, this was as of to the end of September of 2019. So these numbers began in January of 2016 when the unit was brought back. And up until now, we have 1,753 arrests, which is significant. And unfortunately, some of those arrests are arresting the same individuals over and over again. Not going to stop
For four people, 1,700 arrests.
Correct. Yes. Right. And so we're going to stick with that. We've seized upwards of 20 pounds, combined total of over 20 pounds of methamphetamine, over 11 pounds of heroin. And to put that in perspective, I mean, an individual, say for heroin, for example, you know, a lot of heroin addicts unfortunately have about a gram a day heroin use habit, and a gram of heroin is $100, anywhere from $80 to $100. And so you look at the value of that and what it is, and unfortunately, again, a lot of these individuals who are addicted to heroin are not they're obtaining the $100 a day that they need by means of stealing, theft, identity theft, things of that nature. And so although it sounds like 11 pounds, it's a significant amount.
I have a question, because, you know, as you're talking, things pop into my head, so I'm just going to ask, and I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. But so is there a company that comes in when you seize the heroin and you seize the cocaine? I don't even know if there's cocaine anymore, but, you know, whatever you were talking about, you know, is there a company that comes in and – how do you dispose of it?
So we don't dispose of it. We book it into our evidence, and then from there, our evidence technicians, a lot of it needs to be sent off to the Department of Justice for testing,
okay,
things of that nature.
Okay.
And then once you get through the criminal case, if it is a criminal case or whatever might be going on, it gets sent off and then eventually disposed of and destroyed.
Okay.
Okay. So. What is your mission? If people said, what is the mission of the neighborhood police unit? Either one of you all.
For at least, the mindset that we come with every day is, the mission is to make our community safer and better by any means that we can. And that means that whether it's through arrests, whether it's through enforcement, but there are times where enforcement is not the answer. And arrest, Officer Josh Cipolla, or investigator, I should say now, Josh Cipolla, during an interview said, you know, you can't arrest your way out of every problem. And that's very accurate. A lot of people think we can just go in and just arrest the problems. Sometimes that's not the case. So it's a matter of using all your resources, using everything that we have at our disposal to make our community better, whether it's our neighborhoods that we live in every day, or whether it's the businesses that we go to work at every day, or the schools where our kids go. Just find something every day to help improve our community.
So, Sergeant Peterson, what's the difference then between a neighborhood police unit and a regular patrol officer?
The regular patrol officers are tasked with responding for calls for service that we receive. The MPU unit really gives us the flexibility to work directly with the people that are having issues within their community or businesses. They have a direct contact number to get a hold of us, and we work with them personally to solve any issues that they may have within the community.
So would you look at it as being more proactive than reactive from the neighborhood police unit side?
Yes, we're not held to the radio necessarily. If there's a big call that comes out, obviously we're going to respond and we're going to help. But we're, patrol officers are handling tons of calls on a daily basis and so busy, whereas it allows us to be free and to be very proactive in the areas and respond to complaints that come across, whether online or through phone calls, that we can come in and help address.
Do you see the idea of adding another 400 beds for bad people, or for people that we've been arresting? Do you see that as – I know you said you can't arrest your way out of it, and I thoroughly believe that. But I think that could be a part of helping getting people the help they need. Will extra 400 beds be a – will it help us get our arms around the continued crime we have here?
I believe so, yes. And when I said, you know, there are times where we can't arrest our way out of situations, but a lot of times there are, and that's we take enforcement action. That's what helps resolve some of the problems. But adding 400 beds is huge. It used to be, you know, like I said, a lot of what we deal with is people that are either under the influence, using or selling narcotics, and that's what causes a lot of the issues that we get complaints about. It used to be that if you were arrested for being under the influence of a controlled substance or narcotic, that you'd have to spend 90 days in jail. And during those 90 days, you were able to get clean, sober, provided resources, and given things that when you were released, you were out, and when you were released, you were completely clean, and you were good to go, and hope that obviously the resources you were provided, you wouldn't reoffend or wouldn't reuse. This day and age, that doesn't happen, unfortunately, and so they come right back out, and they're out within 6 hours. And so, yes, it would be that it would be huge to have those beds.
Okay, and it's good to make sure that these people that are in fact committing the crimes, I mean, are being held accountable for exactly what they've done. So
accountability is a big thing, because we on the outside are being
held
being held hostage by these thugs. We need to know that there's some kind of accountability for it. I mean, how many times, I know it must be frustrating to you too. Somebody broke into my car and stole this. I mean, you must get those, you know, 50 times a day.
Absolutely.
And then you catch the people over and over and over again, and nothing happens to them. And so that's when we come back. I want to talk about morale in the police department. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 6th of November. 52 degrees, going up to 84 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oils, Shasta City Transport. Not only do they provide oil and gas and jet fuel all over the West, and I mean all the Western states, they also have Monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters for your home. And now's the time to get a new one, get the other one refurbished. And you can do that by giving SST Oil a call at 241-1167. An employee-owned company that's been here for 52 years in Reading. SST Oil, the people to go to. We'll be right back with the Neighborhood Police Unit.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win.
Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Been in the business here for 10 years downtown. The only one, the only radio station privately owned and that's left in downtown Reading. The rest of them have kind of like gone, or they're NPR. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, greatest place in the world to get a haircut. They run on appointments now. It's a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. A lot of the police and fire and former military go down there. Man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're here with Sergeant Danny Smetak and Sergeant Rob Peterson of the Neighborhood Police Unit. Sergeant Smetak is handing over the reins of the unit to Sergeant Peterson, and Sergeant Smetak is heading on up to be an investigator. You know, we talk about all these guys. You know, we started off the show with this guy named Michael White. He's been arrested, I don't know, 11 times at least that we know of. Was arrested last in August for a felon in possession of a weapon. He got arrested again 2 days ago for going through a stop sign or so when a policeman checked him. Turns out he's got another pistol on him. Not in the car, but on him in his waistband. And since this is continuous, and you see the same people over and over and over again, how does this work on your on the officers' minds? I mean, do you ever get this thing like I'm on a treadmill here?
Yeah, obviously every officer's has a different probably mindset towards it, but it's one of those things that it becomes very frustrating because we take pride in the work that we do, and we feel that we're out here for a reason. We're out here keeping everybody safe and trying to keep ourselves safe, and when we arrest an individual and do a great case, great follow up like this individual obviously following up with the gun,
yeah,
find where that comes from, and then you find out that, a month, 2 months, or 3 months later in this case, he has it again and then again. And it does. It becomes very tiring. With that being said, we enjoy what we're doing. We're not going to stop what we're doing because of the changes in the laws, and we're going to be out there and keep enforcing and doing what we can do.
Sergeant Peterson.
Yes.
You've been on the job for 25 years.
That's correct.
Has it changed a lot?
You know, it has in the sense that the some of the propositions that have come forward have changed what used to be felony to misdemeanor. So it's changed a lot. However, the job itself is pretty much the same. I would say that, we still have a large amount of violent people out on the street. It does become very taxing, just like Danny was saying. Dealing with the people day in and day out.
It's the same. Okay, I hate to use the word scumbags, but it's the same. Can I use that term? Okay, it's my show. It's our show. I can say that. But, I mean, it must be, I mean, you're sitting there and just, I just saw this guy yesterday. He broke into this people's car. I caught him with the stuff. I brought him into jail, did all this paperwork, and I just caught him again. I mean, I'm not trying to draw anything out of you, but the fact that you all, the morale, you must have this, I don't know, do you plug into a morale clock or something, or a spot in a wall that keeps you pumped up?
You know, me personally, we work with a lot of men and women that have type A personalities, and although it's very taxing to deal with the same people over and over, and it's frustrating, I think that even pushes us to become more aggressive with regards to the type of enforcement that's out there. It's a goal if we see a person that has committed numerous crimes. We know exactly who that person is. So we're able to really focus on those people a little bit more.
I like that, what you just said. It makes us a little more aggressive because we know these are people that are doing bad things out here.
Right.
And so that, like this guy, Michael White, everybody on your on patrol must have known what this guy looks like because he's been arrested and he's had a gun and he's a felon. I mean, that right there is, a felon with the gun and he carries it has got to be an eye-opener that on your briefings must say, okay, be aware. I think you, Danny, you said, oh, no, we know who this guy is.
Yeah, absolutely. We, there's and we have a large, unfortunately, a large amount of individuals that we know, by sight, by name. We know a lot about them, and that's from all these continuous encounters,
sure,
like we're talking about on a continuous basis. We know their drug habits, and we know where they hang out. We know what their motives are most of the time, and so yeah, it definitely becomes frustrating. But like, we're not going to stop. We're gonna keep doing it.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Martin, hey, what I say about the people that are out here and to do all this thing, and this guy has a gun on him and everything, I think these guys might be information gatherers for the police department.
There should be what?
So I think they're information gatherers for the police department, and they kind of, when they get arrested, they take them in and then they kind of get interrogated and they tell about all the stuff that's going on, they let them back out again, they go out and do it again. Get arrest them again, and I think they're telling them where other things are happening.
Oh, so they're kind of like snitches.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Information gatherers. I didn't call them snitches. I call them information gatherers.
Informers.
The CIs, the confidential informants. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot. Well, if that's the case, we sure got a hell of a lot of confidential informants here in Redding, huh? I just read where they're, again, talk about Proposition 47, one of my favorite propositions, safe streets and schools, that let so many out on the street. And now they're talking about gangs. Maybe, I don't know, and this one I'm going to ask you about it here, that literally go into a place. They know that if they steal less than $900 that they walk. So they go in there with little calculators or, they take things in their, stuff it in their packs, leave, give to somebody, come back in. Are we seeing that here?
Oh, yeah. So we actually talked to a number of individuals that obviously we're dealing with them,
yeah.
And they'll go specifically, like, say, on Hilltop Drive, and we'll contact them. And these individuals specifically know what they can steal. They know the amounts, and they know what to stay under because they know even if they get caught, they're going to get, a ticket and be sent on their way, and then they'll be out to do it again. So
a ticket. They don't even go down to jail. They just get a ticket. So why am I standing in line at Safeway? And I just go on out. I just bring my bags and I bang up my groceries and just walk out. I mean, the worst case is going to happen is, hey, Carl, yo, hi, Danny. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Here's a ticket. You stole 2 gallons of milk and 4 quarts of Jim Beam. Isn't this frustrating? I mean, come on. I mean, I'm looking at Sergeant Peterson's face right now, and he's got his hands clasped, and he's calm and all this, but he just all of a sudden, you could just look around his eyes, and things have changed. I asked you what's changed in the last 25 right. years you've been on the job.
And that's certainly one of them. years ago, that would be something that we would definitely take somebody down and book them in the jail, and hopefully they would be held there for a period of time until they were seen by the judge. But this day and age, you know, we don't have the ability to do that. So they are, in fact, issued a citation. And that's why we're hoping with the jail that if we get the increased jail space there for more inmates, that we'll be able to at least hold people accountable for these crimes that they do, in fact, commit.
You know what? And the DA is doing bundling. Like kind of like in cable TV where they bundle all these different channels. They're bundling all these different charges they have on people so they can put them together and hold them. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
You like that, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, so neighborhood policemen. So you're seeing people whose homes have been broken into a lot. Do we have a big problem with that, with burglaries?
So we absolutely – whether it's your home being broken into, your cars being broken into, that is, you know, we see it in the realm that we a lot of times go after the repeat offenders, the suspects that are continuously doing it and that we're catching. Our patrol officers are out there taking the reports. We get them. We review them, try and figure out where it's occurring and try and go into those problem areas and address those issues and identify who's causing the problems and who's doing the thefts. But we're only held so much. So once we identify them and arrest them, they're unfortunately only in for so long and then back out and reoffending.
Well, okay, you know, I just need to ask before our break. We got a minute. I just put on some fresh coffee. Why do you guys have outgrowth on your beards? On your beard face. Sorry, but I'm wondering. Like, I thought you pulled an all nighter.
No, so.
They walked in this morning. And I'm looking and I'm going.
Like these guys, man, they were up all night.
I'm saying, they must have pulled them in from a 3-day shift or something.
Exactly.
Here. What's going on?
Well, this one took me 6 days and it's still pretty light. But so Chief Shuler has came forth with a way for No Shave November, and so it's a fundraiser. We're raising money for One Safe Place. So every officer, whether they're able to get a donation or they paid the money themselves, paid $50 and put it in and were they allowed to now we grow. So that way, you know, when they see officers, obviously, like as you saw, you know, you see it and go, what in the heck is going on? They can at least we explain to them what's going on and say, hey, this is for a good cause. We're raising money and hope that maybe we can in turn get other people to raise money and donate to One Safe Place.
Yeah, I've been in jobs before I got to grow hair. Yeah. But this one is pretty cool. And then all the money does go. Do you have a contest in the station?
Yeah, we do. So I believe that there's going to be, you know, the best beard, worst beard. And I think
you both are working on those, aren't you?
I think I'm working on the worst. I think I've got first place so far.
I'm not sure here. You know what? I may do this in support of the police, Linda. I think I may just go for a no-shave November.
Why don't you do it?
Okay. So
you
I'm just doing
your hair
it in
out,
support. Yeah.
Went from his marine buzz cut to, you know.
Hey, we got to run.
Shepherd.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of those organizations that has done so much for our community. They started their own ward, and they did their 5150, where they take people that are in danger to themselves or to others and took them off the streets for up to 72 hours while they got them back under medication. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the many things they have done for our community. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Sergeant Danny Smetak and Sergeant Rob Peterson from MPU.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance, Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it sure felt good to fall into our Sleep Number last night, and I got a great night's sleep. That's why I've got such great energy today, because we know... the studies prove that if you sleep with a deeper sleep and a longer sleep, that it improves your mental...
Acume,
whatever word you want to use.
Yeah, and the new Sleep
your
Number...
gymnastics of your mind will be more calm.
And the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everybody get that proven quality sleep that will change your life. And I tell you, we've been sleeping on our bed for over 5 years, and my Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And this is the best thing. When you have a bed that you don't have, I mean, you know, life is compromises. Life is picking up bad guys and throwing them in jail and then watching them get back on the street before you finish your paperwork. So life's a compromise, but you don't have to compromise in your bed. I want to have a firmer mattress. Linda wants to have a less firmer mattress, and we don't compromise. We each have our own side there. And right now you can experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you while you move during the night. During a Veterans Day sale, you can save up to $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. It is now only $1,799, plus even more savings for military and veterans. But you're going to find Sleep Number down at the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there, hop into a bed, tell them Carl and Linda sent you. You might want to tell them first that Carl and Linda sent you before you hop in the bed. And see what Sleep Number can do for you. Hey, we're here with Sergeants Danny Smetak and Rob Peterson of the Neighborhood Police Unit, which is, it came on with great fanfare, but you all have lived up to your reputation. 1,700 arrests, 11 pounds of heroin off the streets, 20 pounds of meth or more.
That's correct.
And then let's talk fentanyl just for a second. I just read something that said They got enough fentanyl at the border to kill everybody in the United States. Why is fentanyl so bad?
Probably because it's, well, at least in the realms that we deal with it, or at least that law enforcement is dealing with it, is that it's not coming across controlled. And so, and it's in, a lot of times it's obviously in a very powdered form.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes airborne, and it's highly, you know, we're not exposed to narcotics on a daily basis. So a lot of the drug users are, and they may be, you know, a little bit more open to it, and their bodies are they've built immunity to it, where, or not immunity, but built kind
resistance.
Of resistance to it, and whereas we're not, and when, unfortunately, when we get into contact with it, it's easily ingested, and it's very, very dangerous, and obviously very, can be very lethal.
So what did people do? Add it to heroin and meth and things like this for what? I mean, it gives them a much what?
Yeah, so it's a synthetic opiate that is added to, it's been added to everything, whether it's heroin, methamphetamine, marijuana even, and so individuals will not realize that, say they're ingesting marijuana, they don't realize that there is fentanyl in it, and that's where you see they can overdose, and obviously in some cases it's been fatal.
Well, yeah, and then if police, when you're going in on a raid, that if you're exposed to it, I mean, we've had officers drop because of this, and you carry Narcan?
Narcan, yes.
Narcan, and is that an inhalant?
Yeah, so it's a spray that you put in your nose and disperse it, and it is supposed to, obviously it offsets the effects of opiate based things,
sure,
such as fentanyl, it's great because we have it obviously and available. It also works, obviously we have because we have our awesome partners, our canines that also do narcotic detection, and so it also works for them, which is great in the event that they ingest any of it as well.
Do you have a canine on neighborhood police unit?
No, hope to.
You want to though?
Absolutely.
So that could be a great fundraiser, a canine for the neighborhood police unit. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, we currently have six canines within the police department, which are great. Two of which are narcotic trained, but that would be, it'd be a huge asset to be able to have specifically for.
Well, they're a force multiplier, aren't they, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm going to send the dog in.
Yeah,
I'm going to send the dog in, and if that happens, do people just? Oh, okay, I'll come out now.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, a lot of times. This is a big deterrent for, folks that are going to be violent. You know, we'll bring the dog out, and most of the time folks give up.
I want to spend the next few minutes talking about it's Christmas season. People are out holiday shopping. You know, it's all these, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and all these things are going on. What do you want to tell the public? How should they protect themselves?
During this time of season, we really want the public to know to not keep any type of personal belongings in your vehicle. Keep them with you. That would be, purses, wallets, cell phones, computers, and what have you. Don't carry those around in your vehicle. Keep your vehicle locked at all times. Also, whenever folks are out shopping, to make sure that the items that you do, in fact, purchase, that you don't leave them alone, inside of your vehicle locked up. We don't want anybody to be the victim of some type of property crime.
If they see packages, they can break that window and be gone. So,
right.
If you're if you have a car, you would put the packages in the trunk. Is that an idea?
Well, that's a good thought. But what we're finding is a lot of these criminals will scope out the parking lots and actually look to see if people are in fact doing that. So even though people are taking the opportunity to put those items in their trunk, sometimes they're in fact being seen by some of the criminals that are walking through the parking lot. So we just ask that folks, if you do in fact do some shopping, you do purchase items, to take those with you or drop them off at the house before you continue shopping.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, even the trunks aren't safe anymore. They can pop those up.
Yeah, they usually, they either force it open or they have a shaved key that they can pop it open with and get in there.
This is a, I think what was Reading at one time, I don't know if it still is, was like what the king of stolen cars.
Well, let's try to end this.
Well, no, I mean,
but
half of them were because people left their keys in the cars or things like this, right?
You know what? For a period of time, we did, in fact, run into an issue where we had our stolen vehicle rate was quite high.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it had to do with some of the foreign vehicles that were actually out on the street, Toyotas,
mm-hmm.
Hondas, were very easily accessible with shave keys.
Oh, okay.
Now with the key fobs that folks have, it doesn't happen as frequently as it used to.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So it's part of it is then just even the keys. So what, last thoughts, hon?
I just want to know what your last thoughts, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was very enlightening, and that feels really good to hear that people on the street, that's my takeaway today, that when you're out patrolling on your bikes and walking, that you're getting thumbs up and being embraced by our public, and that you're fully funded now. We need to get you a couple dogs. And, yeah, so takeaway thoughts. We've got about 30 seconds for each one of you.
No, I just want to thank you guys for having us here and allow us to talk and answer any questions. And I think that was it. That's what I wanted to hit on was just that's why I like when you ask that question in regards to the public and how much we do appreciate the support and hope that our continued efforts, our hard work, that you obviously notice it and that we will continue to do this. And if you see us out there riding the bikes or in a car or walking around, please don't hesitate. Say hi, thumbs up, whatever it is, because we greatly appreciate it.
And Ron?
You know, it was great being here. Thanks again. And, you know, just to kind of reiterate exactly what Danny said, I mean, this is an incredible spot for me to be in. Also, I would like anybody out there to just to make sure that if you get on Instagram or Twitter, to make sure that that you like us. And also just continue to wave and say hello whenever you see us out there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow we're going to be down at Cornerstone Community Bank there for raising money for our veterans.
On Hartnell.
Right there in the Raleigh Shopping Center. Everybody have a great day.